like it's okay. Get in your pants, stab it out like I'm OJ. I got distance, I will hit you from a long range. I'm on fire, spitting fire like it's propane. I'm on fire, spitting fire like it's propane. I have you thinking, have you
Cesspool 169. Okay. Yes, we are back. Have you enjoyed the off season, Alpeon?
I have, and I have not.
We are back. We should be more consistent than ever, but we are back celebrating the life of one of the greatest human beings I've ever witnessed, and that's OJ.
Oh, shit.
He has passed on to heaven. He's at the pearly gates.
Heaven?
Yeah.
He went to heaven?
I assume so.
Oh, okay.
So a little thing about OJ is like OJ's like Madonna, right? There's other people that have been named OJ, but when you say OJ,
I think of D-Juice.
You're thinking of the greatest American to ever live. That's OJ Simpson. But would you agree though? He's iconic because of his bullshit.
I actually couldn't ask for a better American. Like, I model myself after OJ.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But just real quick, I actually, when I was young, when everything went down, I was in elementary school. So, you know, when the Bronco was being chased and everything, obviously it was big news. And I remember vividly when he actually was like in court and got acquitted, a kid ran down to the cafeteria because it was like midday. He's like, OJ is innocent or whatever it was. It was like, no, oh, you know, it's like, and we're like, yeah. And it's strange because like, I never saw OJ as a football player. I remember him as like a really half-assed sideline reporter for NBC. Like he was a sideline.
Oh yeah, reporter. He did that.
Yeah, that's how I remember him. So when all that went down, it's like, oh, that kind of kooky black guy, you know, that, you know, does like the halftime, hey, you know, you're getting your ass kicked, you know, what are you gonna do to turn it around?
Go to Hertz Rent-A-Car.
Yeah, exactly. So you remember that part. I mean, you're a little bit older than I am, but I mean, right. Is that kind of how you remember him? You don't really remember. Yeah, yeah. Do you remember his playing career very much?
His what?
His playing career?
No, I never got to see it. Like he was great at USC, but that was like, what was that, 1962 or something?
Late 70s. We'll go through that in a minute.
But late also, 70s, okay.
So OJ just became kind of like a pop culture phenomenon in my eyes. And I think in like 2005, I did a song about OJ. I rapped a song about OJ. And then also, when I first started playing darts, I was in the years and years and years ago, I came across an authentic OJ jersey that was my size. I'm a bigger guy, on eBay, and I paid out my ass to get this jersey.
Really?
So I own a Buffalo Bills OJ Simpson jersey. I only paid more money for an authentic Warren Moon Houston Oilers jersey. Oh, and wow. I really lost my ass on that. But that's when I had money.
Okay.
You know, so that's my two big ones, Warren Moon and OJ Simpson. But I have still in my closet, just for shits and giggles, the O.J. Simpson Buffalo Bills jersey. But yeah, I made a song about him that's been on record. In Kansas City, I've been in rap groups to where that song was circulated. It's like I'm O.J. And what's crazy about it, before we get into some facts about him and really discuss it, is like 3 weeks ago, this, you know, AI's going crazy. And I went ahead and I put that song, Like I'm OJ, my song from 2005, 2006, into the AI-generated version. And I made remixes of it. And that was like a month ago. And then the dude fucking dies. So it was kind of crazy. And wow. I'll splice those into this episode too. It's kind of cool. the new aged OJ song. So like I said, I own his jersey and I've made songs about him, all ironically, because we know the motherfucker had a part in it or did it. You know, we all know that.
Oh, he killed Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman.
Yeah. So anyway, let's go to facts.net. We're celebrating OJ. He's a great guy. He was born in 1947 in San Fran. He won the Heisman Trophy for USC in 68. He was drafted in 69.
Ooh.
Yeah, I love 69.
Love 69.
Buffalo Bills. In 73, he became the first player to ever rush over 2,000 yards. That's pretty impressive. I mean, he was a good player, man. I mean, it's just before my time, so I don't know.
72?
That was 73.
73? Okay, that's actually very good.
Acting career. He went into acting. He appeared in movies Naked Gun to show his comedic skills. Tell me about it. Yeah, no.
Absolutely loved the Naked Gun series.
Was he good in it, or was he a dipshit?
I mean, he was all right. He didn't really play a dipshit. Wasn't all that funny.
Hertz commercials. He got big. He was the face of Hertz rental car in the 1970s. Again, a little bit before our time. He was married twice. His first marriage was to Margaret, I think is that's how you would say it. He had three children, so he was just humping. You know what I mean? And his second marriage was to Nicole Brown Simpson.
That one ended well.
That was good. 94. Okay, so 94. So that was fourth grade. He was charged with the murder of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman. The trial captivated the nation. I would agree. Would you? Did you?
Oh, yeah. That was probably the first huge celebrity trial.
Oh, it's nuts. When you go back in time, like, we were all glued to our... I mean, that was, like, daytime television. Every channel was that.
Yes. They actually put it on a big screen TV inside our lunchroom at school.
Okay, so you're the same as me. And that happened October 3rd, 95. So it was fifth grade for me. So I did remember that.
Right? I was a sophomore.
Yeah, that's crazy. He was found liable for the deaths in a civil lawsuit where he was ordered to pay $33.5 million in damages.
$33.5 million.
Which is a lot for when he was making money. And
oh, know. That's nothing now.
No, I rent a... I live in a shoebox. For 32 and a half.
Right. A month.
Yeah. I get by, you know. This was so fucked up. In 2006, Simpson published a book titled If I Did It, which outlined a hypothetical account of how he would have committed the murders if he was responsible. What the fuck is that?
I mean, it was honestly a great book.
Yeah. How many times have you read it?
I read it like two or three times.
Yeah.
It was honestly really good. Like, he has a very sharp perception of forensic evidence.
Yeah.
The law. Like, he's on it. He's on it.
In 2008, Simpson was convicted of armed robbery and kidnapping in Vegas. He was sentenced to 33 years in prison with the possibility of parole after 9. And of course, early release. After serving 9 years, he was granted parole in 2017. Despite his football achievements, his induction to the Pro Football Hall of Fame has been a subject of controversy. Why? What did he do?
That's a great question.
In an attempt to regain some of the financial losses, Simpson participated in a highly publicized auction of his sports memorabilia. And then he saw a popularity decline. Why?
I honestly don't know. He's like the greatest football player of all time.
If we could find this, we would totally rewatch this on like Twitch or YouTube. I guess in 2003, he was on a reality TV show, The Surreal Life. Did you know about this?
I did not know that.
When he battled Nicole Brown Simpson for custody of his two children, he received primary custody. He was inducted in the Hall of Fame in 85. He's one of the biggest celebrity status figures. I would agree. Here's the other part. You know, a lot of people do forget about this. Simpson has been known to associate with celebrities as Robert Kardashian. That's kind of the first time you heard the Kardashian name. And now look,
that's where they started out with a bulk of money.
Yeah.
It was from that trial.
I'll tell you, the juice is fucking loose.
Juice ain't loose no more.
Why would you say that?
He dead.
No. He met Nicole Brown Simpson. She was a waitress at the Daisy. I think he was mud sharking, or do you think he was on the prowl here?
He was on the prowl. She was mud sharking.
Yeah, hell yeah. Simpson had three children by his first marriage, Jason and Aaron, and Arnell. One of them drowned in a pool at age two in 79.
Dude was everywhere for a long time.
Did you see the Towering Inferno, Naked Gun, all the Naked Guns?
Yeah, I saw the Naked Guns.
The Bronco chase is still infamous because, I mean, anytime you see a Bronco on the road, what do you think of, honestly?
OJ.
You do think of OJ. And it's like, we're old now, and it's still OJ.
Especially if it's a white Bronco.
While in jail, he wrote a book called I Want to Tell You, and we talked about If I Did It, but I Want to Tell You. This is just great. Johnny Cochran. Johnny Cochran was huge in pop culture, right? Because of OJ.
Yep.
Let's take a little break. Let's take a minute for El Tejon to calm down.
Yes, I apologize for my behavior.
And we're going to listen to some more OJ music, and then we'll be right back.
I'm drinking on a fifth, party ain't over with, but I'm feeling it sick. 50 don't drink, but I guzzle like a fish. Fuck that shit, fuck all my friends.
All right, so did you hear kind of, you know, surrounding his death, his visitors?
I did not.
Had to do and everything.
I did not.
So it's being reported that if you were visiting him in the hospital, you had to sign an NDA to get in. Now, what is the guy, what is he doing in there? Is he admitting to the fucking murder and shit like that?
Oh, you know what? Because he might have been fairly lucid. He's dying of cancer. He might have said some wild shit.
Yeah.
So it's, hey, whatever he says.
Yeah.
You're going to have to sign an NDA.
Yeah. It was wild. No one can talk about visiting him. Okay. That's
yeah, I could see that.
But I mean, you saw those interviews with him, like where they would say, "Have you did it?" And he's like, "Oh, you can't ask me that again." You know what I mean? And then like, have you seen those clips like where he would fake stab like 2020 like interviewers like just for fun? He's like, "Ah, I'm stabbing you." And you're just like, what the fuck, dude? It's just so out of bounds for like, hey, you know, you're being charged for stabbing people and now you're fake stabbing people.
Right, but once again, we're talking about celebrities.
Yeah.
They get away with whatever the fuck they want.
I mean, so one of the big conspiracy theories is that his son was the one that actually killed Nicole Brown Simpson. Have you heard of any other conspiracy theories?
I have not.
Well, I mean, the other one was, you know, like when the glove wouldn't fit, he was on medication, so they said get off your medication and his hands would swell and they wouldn't fit it. You all kinds of crazy shit.
Okay, that's weird.
It was isotoners, right? OJ isotoners.
Right. Well, I mean, they were leather gloves.
Jason Simpson was born in 1970. He was his first son, second child. His son was 7 years old when he got with Nicole Brown. He had a difficult childhood. I mean, when your dad is rich as fuck,
beating the shit out of his lady.
Yeah, I mean, beating the shit out of a mud shark. You know, I mean, it's not always great. You know what I mean?
Right.
He began abusing alcohol, ecstasy, and cocaine when he was 14.
The kid?
Yeah, the kid.
Oh, okay.
And he had 3 recorded suicide attempts.
Oh.
So he's not good at anything.
Okay.
By the time the murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman took place, he was grappling with mental health issues. How's your mental health?
Terrible.
Yeah. He has a criminal past. He was arrested 4 times prior to the murder. A DUI? Can you believe that? A DUI? What a fucking scumbag. I would never conversate with anyone who had a fucking DUI.
I don't know what you're trying to say here.
He had a suspended license.
Okay.
And he had assault with a deadly weapon.
Is that criminal?
He had attacked his girlfriend with a knife.
So what?
Almost killing her. Almost is the word there. Is she alive?
Okay.
Is she alive?
Yes, she's alive.
Yeah. He has diagnosed rage disorder. So do I! No, I don't. How about you?
Yes.
Commonly referred to as Jekyll and Hyde syndrome.
Oh, okay. I see that.
Jason Simpson was known to black out. He was committed to a hospital on several occasions after hearing voices in his head.
Voices?
Yeah. What kind of voice would you have in your head?
I mean, hopefully demonic.
Demonic, just like...
Oh, yeah. I love it.
You know what? I've got Gilbert Gottfried in mind.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh yeah.
That's so terrible.
Yeah, no, it's good. Jason had diaries where he talked about hurting people.
Oh no.
Oh, he wants to hurt people.
Oh,
he hurt people.
He's so violent.
A black knit navy watch cap found at the scene did not match any fibers found on OJ. But the hat was also coated in dog hairs. OJ didn't own, but Jason did.
Shit.
Oh, hell. Oh, so that's why the LAPD found 15 unknown fingerprints at Nicole Brown's home. Maybe she had a fucking orgy.
Unknown. Okay.
Maybe she's getting after it. A knife was found in Jason's locker. I mean, come on. He had no fucking alibi. You ain't got no alibi.
I mean, I don't have an alibi from her murder.
OJ hired a team for Jason. So anyway, when it comes down to it, El Tejo, what happened? Did OJ catch that fucking snow bunny cheating on him? And did he stab it out like he's OJ?
I mean, you want to know the truth?
Yeah, let me know. Were you there?
The truth of the whole situation.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I have some insider info.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Cato Kalin talked to you? The fucking weird ass.
No, that dude said OJ did it.
Oh, he did? Oh, who would have thought?
OJ's son did it.
Oh. Both of them.
And his other son did it.
Oh. The one that drowned in the pool?
Yes.
Yeah, the ghost.
Yes.
Yeah, anyway.
And his other son did it.
Oh.
The one that nobody knows about.
JJ.
JJ?
Yeah, JJ.
I thought it was J-O.
J-O. Juice Orange.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof.
You know that guy?
No.
He's nasty.
Oh my God. What is your favorite? Do you like oranges?
I love oranges.
You like orange juice? What do you like in your orange juice? Do you like the color orange?
I do.
Do you know what rhymes with orange?
What?
Nothing.
Like a fish, fuck that shit, fuck.